Joining us now is Anthony Quartersman. He's a military analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how does this compare to a normal day in Iraq and in the period leading up to the election?
Well, the violence seems to have had more attacks than usual, some 260 to 300 low-level attacks in the provinces and outside Baghdad, and over 100 in Baghdad. But because there were so many Iraqi and U.S. forces on the streets, because you had so many controls on election day, the impact of the violence was relatively low, and it does not seem to have had a major impact on people going to the polls, except in the Sunni areas, which were not going to have high turnouts anyhow.
Well, we talked about this a lot, but there were attacks, not so many, as you say, as might have been feared. But how have they impacted on the legitimacy of the elections?
If anything, they demonstrated that many people in the Kurdish areas and the Shiite areas went out to vote in spite of the attacks. And even in some of the Sunni areas in Mosul, when people saw that the attacks were not going to be as frequent or as dangerous as they thought, you saw Sunnis turn out. So they certainly impacted on the overall vote, but I don't think they had a powerful effect on its legitimacy.
Now that the election is over, when will it be feasible to plan an exit strategy for U.S. troops?
Well, there are two important aspects of that question. The first is the elections don't tell us what the new government is going to be, how inclusive it's going to be, how good the Constitution is going to be, and it doesn't tell us the level of political tension and violence that's going to follow. So we're going to need to take time and watch what happens politically. The other answer to that question is how quickly the Iraqi troops can replace the U.S. forces. And the answer to that is more likely to be towards the end of 2005, you should be able to start phasing U.S. troops down. During 2006, it may well be possible to get them to very low levels. But all of that depends on political unity, political strength, and somehow finding a way to include the Sunnis in the government.
Well, just very briefly, what would be the politics of saying, here's our exit strategy, you know, and subject to change?
I think there's very little point in saying that we have a specific timing to the exit strategy. It is certainly a good idea to say we are going to phase our troops out as Iraqi troops come in. We are not going to stay in Iraq, and we're not going to have bases there. That would be a very useful message to help unify the Iraqis.
Thanks very much for joining us. Anthony Quartersman is a military analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.